Well, Jim, I suppose it's been so far so good, an All-Ireland semi-final. I'm not sure if it was high on your priority at the start of the year, but it was somewhere written down, I'm sure.
No, nothing written down, Tom, but I suppose on the back of last year, we wanted to make sure that 2013, you know, was dealt with and that we were going to try and get back to a relatively high level in 2014. And I suppose there was a lot of soul searching to be done after the games last year, our provincial title and our All-Ireland title and the manner of it. So this was going to be a big year for us, and to get over the line in Ulster definitely was a very, very significant moment for us, because I suppose coming out of Croke Park last year, the whole group was written off and that Donegal were gone, period, one person said, and that they wouldn't be back. And, you know, it was nice for the boys to come back and won their third provincial title in 3 years. It's a great achievement, you know, by them. And
league final didn't go according to plan, maybe, but you exercised the ghost probably to a certain extent of that Mayo defeat last year, last weekend against Armagh.
Yeah, I don't think there's any ghosts from that. I think it was, you know, circumstances, you know, meant that we weren't going to be fully prepared for that game. And that's the bottom line. You know, we went into the final in 2012 and we were fit and we were fresh and we were ready, and we went into the Ulster final this year in the same shape, and we won the game. Last year was a different ball game, you know, at the most critical juncture in the season. We didn't have the players, and you know, we lost them for 4 out of the 8 weeks of the Ulster Championship, and we picked up 9 injuries, and our critical players weren't available and they were injured and losing fitness, and when we needed them then we didn't have them. And when we done the whole analysis of the medical and the training and everything else after our defeat by Mayo, that very quickly came to the fore, that information. And it was very difficult, and it was very frustrating and very difficult to take. And when I met the clubs at the end of the year, I conveyed that to them, and I told them everything that I've just said to you there now, and how things happened, how things unfolded. And thankfully the clubs made the decision that they would put the championship off this year to give us the best chance to prepare, and they have. And we're just delighted now as a group that we've repaid the clubs by delivering the Ulster Championship. That is fantastic for us, because it wasn't an easy decision for the clubs to take. And we went in with a proposal to play championship early in the season to get it out of the way, and they said no. So we're very grateful to the clubs for that, and we're delighted to be able to deliver the title for them as well.
Yeah, and I think I heard somewhere or read somewhere where maybe just prior to the Ulster final, you had something like 40 more sessions done training wise or get-togethers than you had at that time last year.
No, that's right, and on top of that, you know, our participation level at training was probably about 40-50%. I don't know the figure exactly, but you know, just after the Ulster final, it was 93%. You know, so basically all the players have been available for training and training all year, and we haven't had that sort of 5 and 6, 7, 8, 9 key players missing at the same period. And you're never going to get into Croke Park and be competitive in that situation. So we're in a lot better position this year in terms of the collective fitness of the team, and we're probably mentally stronger than last year as well, because when you know you've the work done, you know you've the work done. But equally, when you know that you haven't got the work done, that fear element can come in. You know, you can't look people in the eye. And for 4 years, well, for 3 out of the 4 anyway, we've been able to look teams in the eye, and we've been able to say, you know, we're at a good level here, and you know, you can bring this to the table, but we're going to bring that to the table. But we didn't have that last year, and I think that was a big part of it.
How important was it this year to find a couple extra players and to freshen up the squad?
Very important. Very important, and it was a conscious decision. And you know, there's a couple of different things really. We normally work at a very high intensity level and bring that through and build endurance over the course of the season. But we turned that around this year because we had a lot of injured players, and we wanted to build more steadily this year and take everybody with us. So we didn't have Carl and Christy and Big Neil and Eamon and these guys that were David Walsh, Carrie and Knox, and losing them along the way. So we were a wee bit more conservative with our training techniques this year to bring the older lads with us. And equally, we took the McKenna Cup a lot more seriously with a view to giving the younger boys an opportunity to expose them to inter-county football. And that, you know, that has worked really well with Darragh, Jigger,
Oran,
Ryan, McHugh, Luke Keeney. So all these players have benefited from getting out early in the campaign, getting McKenna Cup football under their belt, and then National League football under the belt. And I think they were kind of, in many respects, kind of seasoned campaigners in terms of what we want to do for the season by the time they got to the Championship. So there was no, you know, it wasn't a big deal to them. It was just another game. And we always have the very similar preparation anyway, so they had that under their belt. And they've flourished, you know, they've really come to the fore. We've put energy into them to try and develop them, and they're very good players. And they've come good for us, and they've given us a kind of a fresh impetus. Mm. And the older players have all come very strongly as well, and it leaves us, you know, with a decent squad now heading into the semi-final.
And talk of the semi-final, Dublin, the reigning champions, your opponents, obviously highly rated, highly fancied. I think something like 7-1 on with the bookies. There's a fascination about this game, you know, all over the country. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. People are looking to this game, and they see Dublin as kind of the team, the top team in the country, and they see Donegal as the challengers and the best team equipped to possibly take them down. And it's possibly looking at maybe Jim McGuinness, what kind of master plan he can come up with. Does that put a little bit of pressure on you, or does it concern you?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But whatever pressure would be there is the same to beat Armagh and to beat Monaghan and to beat Antrim and to beat Derry. It's the exact same situation, you know. The only thing time I ever feel pressure, Tom, or I feel frustrated, is when I don't feel the players are prepared. That's the only time. Years and years ago, I was a very bad loser, and I would be playing for my club, and I would be involved in my club, and you'd lose a game, and you'd be through yourself for days on end afterwards, you know. But I've learnt through my experience of coaching and working with players that I can live with that very, very easily now, provided the preparations go well, you're as professional as you possibly can be in the preparations, and you get the boys to a level that you're happy with. And I wasn't happy with the level the last day against Armagh, but our level through the Championship has been very consistent, and our level during the National League has been very consistent, apart from one performance. So if we go in on Sunday 2 weeks and we deliver a massive performance and we're beaten, you just shake hands and you say, what can you improve on and how can you make it better? But if you go in and you don't deliver that performance, and there's areas that you know that you're better at, or you don't have the time to work on it because you don't have the players available to you, then that's very, very frustrating. So the clubs have given us a clean run at the preparations.
Do you think Dublin's favouritism is justified?
At the moment, I do. It's not something that annoys me, and it's not something that's eaten at me or any of the players or anything. Everything that has been asked of Dublin, they've answered the question, you know, and that's reality. And, you know, they've played teams in their own province, similar in style, but then they played an Ulster team then in the quarterfinal, and it was the exact same result and pretty much the same stats in terms of the amount of shots off and scores and everything else. So I'm sure they'll take great confidence in that, whether they need to or not, you know, because they've got so much in their locker at the minute anyway. But for us, it's a game of football, and we're 70 minutes from the All-Ireland final, and that is a massive thing for any football player. And, you know, it's the moment in the month and the week and the year that the whole country comes to a standstill, and that everybody switches on their television to watch that. And it's the biggest sporting occasion in our country, the All-Ireland Senior Football Final. And our group of players are 70 minutes away from it now. And that's what we have to focus on. We have to focus on getting our performance to a level where we give ourselves the best opportunity to be in that final. And that's what we're doing. So whether you tell me it's 7-1 or 1-7 or 1-10, or it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're working on many different things now in terms of the opposition and in terms of ourselves, and we've got to get them right, and we've got to execute them on the day if we stand a chance. If we don't do that, we're not going to win the match, and that's the simple facts of it. But if we do that and we get everything right, then maybe we can be competitive. And if we're competitive, you've always got a chance of winning. But if you're not competitive, and I've said this to you many times, if you're not competitive, you don't have a hope. And against a team like Dublin, it's just floodgates situation. So that's where we're at. For me, the challenge of it and putting them plans in place, playing an awesome team in their own backyard, a double header, 83,500 people, with the prize of playing on the biggest sporting occasion in your country. That's the circumstances. Mm-hmm. So you can look at it that way, or you can say you're going in against a team that can't be beat and go in half beat before the game starts. And it's the old one, the pint glass half empty or half full. And we just want to go in and get as many things right as possible and deliver that performance and see where it takes us.
Comparisons that were, or talk about the 2011 semi-final. I read recently where you said it's not going to be like the 2011 semi-final.
No, because it's two different teams and it's, you know, it's 3 years on and it's different systems. Our system has evolved and it's moved and it's grown and the new manager in Dublin, and it's a brand new system. Pretty much brand new. There's certain elements that have been retained, but, you know, there's a lot of new things as well. Mm. So it's not going to be the same game as 2011 because that was a unique game of football with two different sets of players. This is a different set of circumstances.
Donegal are more confident now than they were back maybe in 2011.
Well, we'll soon find out. You know, this Dublin team have been putting the fear of God into every single team that they come up against this year. So once you put fear into people, that knocks confidence. So we'll see. We'll see where our confidence is at come half three and on match day.
But as of now, they don't put the fear of God into you.
As of now, we're in the middle of a process of analysing the opposition and looking at us, and I don't think you should fear anybody. Like, I mean, even if you're completely and utterly rank outsiders, you know, which we are in this situation, it's about yourself and it's about your group of players. You know, we can't control Dublin. Mm. We can only control what's going on in our dressing room, and that's where our focus is at the moment.
Mm. And is it going to be a case of the mother of all blankets of defence?
That's probably a question that needs to be answered on the day, you know, because I don't know the answer to that myself at the minute, Tom. And the reason for that is we're in the process of this phase. Every decision that's made is made to try and win a match. Every single decision we make is made to win a match. And that was the same in 2011. We lost that game. We didn't score enough in that game. Our score average for the season in 2011 was 12 points. Our score average in 2012 was 17.5. So we pushed on 5.5 points on average in every game in the championship the following year, and we won the All-Ireland in the back of it. So it's not, you could get caught up in defence. It's not just about defence. You've got to be able to attack as well. And then they've got the best goalkeeper in the country, and you've got to be able to deal with that.
Yeah, talk about pushing up on his kickouts and all that.
And can you? And yeah. Is that possible? And can you do that? And if you do that, are you going to be successful anyway? So these are all the variables that are in the mix, and it's in another week I can answer that question, but I won't, obviously.
It obviously has to be a concern for Jim Gavin that they're so fancied. Obviously, anyone managing a team that's so fancied has to be a concern.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
No,
I wouldn't have thought so, because it doesn't bother us. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, we were 1-10 against Antrim, and, you know, there's not one person paying attention to it. Because I'm sure Dublin have got X, Y and Z that they're working on, that they're trying to fine-tune and they're trying to prepare for, and they're focusing on that. Like, it's not as if we're doing nothing and they're doing nothing. We're all sitting at the screen seeing what Paddy Power thinks, how the game's going to go. You know, they have a set criteria that they're working from and coaching and developing and training for, and we're the same. And, you know, that's where the two camps, that's where their focus is at the moment. So it's really irrelevant in many respects, but I suppose for the man on the street that doesn't know what's going on at our training or is not in behind the dressing room door and wants to find out what's going on, they maybe look at other areas to give them an indication of what the topic of conversation should be when they meet people, and the topic of conversation is, oh, geez, Donegal are 1-10. And I mean, if you can't look forward to this, Tom, I don't know what you can look forward to. And you've got to be positive and you've got to embrace the challenge, and it's going to be massive. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, it's a great opportunity.